perhaps because peace and prosperity had made us forget, just as Moses was worried the Israelites would forget. And that really only began to change with the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, and partly due to the significant anniversaries we commemorated and the sharing of the stories of the last veterans. And today, as we wear our poppies and honour the sacrifices of war here in church and later in Dorking, we are remembering. And as we pause and reflect, we're only too well aware that our world is still being ravaged by war in Ukraine and elsewhere. So it is imperative we remember. But at another level, lest we forget, is about remembering God. As humans, we're very good at forgetting God, particularly when times are easy, when, as Moses puts it, we eat and are satisfied, we build fine houses and settle down. So how should we remember? How can we remember? What will stop us forgetting? Well, the book of Deuteronomy, this book of remembering, gives us three rules or practices. And one is the importance of festivals in helping us remember. The Israelites were told to mark three important festivals over the year: Passover, to remember God leading them out of captivity in Egypt; the Festival of Weeks, to thank God for the first fruits of the wheat harvest; and the Festival of Tabernacles, to celebrate the final harvest. So having an annual service, a day of remembrance, is very much something that God has ordained as something that helps us every year focus and remember. And as Christians, it's important that we too celebrate our annual festivals: Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, harvest. As well as festivals, God is suggesting that we use symbols to help us remember. For earlier on in Deuteronomy, when God gives them their most important commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, the Israelites are told to tie the words as symbols on their hands and bind them to their foreheads or write them on their doors. And we know that for Remembrance Sunday, the poppies that we all wear act as a very powerful visual symbol. Everyone remembers what the poppy signifies. And for Christians, symbols might mean wearing a cross or a fish. It might be a cross from Palm Sunday stuck on your fridge, or a friend of mine has a verse stenciled on her dining room wall. So God is suggesting we use festivals, we use symbols. And then the third thing he suggests is the importance of telling. The importance of talking, especially to the next generation. Impress the commandments on your children, says God in Deuteronomy 6. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. And for us, as we remember the past world wars, that's very pertinent, I think. And To many of us, the conflict has become real through the stories we've heard from veterans and others. I bitterly regret not talking more to my own father about his experiences as a child in London during the war. When we were children, that seemed far off and just another old story. And now I often wonder how he felt, how it must have been to go to school, to watch the Blitz, and all those things that those who lived through the Second World War experienced. And as Christians, talking and telling is about sharing our faith to our children and to others. So God's given us these three ways of remembering. He's very aware how easily we forget, how easily prosperity makes us think that we're in charge and we don't need God. He asks us to hold these annual festivals, to wear these symbols, and to bear witness. Now, I talked about layers of meaning in the words, lest we forget. And for us as Christians, and for us meeting here this morning, they have a very special meaning. Jesus at the Last Supper showed us how we were to remember him. 1 Corinthians 11. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Lest we forget, Jesus gave us a very special way of remembering him, his suffering, and his death and resurrection. Now, people understand it in many different ways. Some see it as symbolic, others sacramental, others supernatural. But it is, above all, about remembering what he did for each one of us here today. So as we take communion this morning, let's remember and reflect on the suffering and pain Jesus experienced because of God's love for each one of us here. And as we go out into the week, let's not forget about war and conflict until Remembrance Sunday 2023, or forget about God until we come back to church next week. Instead, let's go out of church into the world this morning, in the words of Micah, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Amen.
Thank you, Heather. We're going to now prepare for communion, the meal that Jesus has given us to remember him, by sharing the peace with one another. So the peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's share a sign of the peace with one another. We'll be using